This is a Heeson Events podcast, speakers, films and events for adventurous spirits and minds. For more information, go to heeson.net. For today's podcast, I've been talking to Alex Buys, who won last year's Arc'teryx-sponsored photo shot competition at the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival. For more details of how to enter, go to shaft.co.uk.
We're just about to launch the Arc'teryx photo shot competition, and you were last year's winner. Just describe, what were the pictures you submitted last year?
It was all about climbing and adventure, because that's what Chef is about. So you were just supposed to present pictures from your entire career, really, that has an adventure theme.
And you're not a professional photographer, are you?
Well, not yet, but I'm hoping to get there soon. I've been semi-professional for a little while.
What do you do for a day job?
Well, for a day job, at the moment I'm doing a PhD. I'm just about to finish my PhD, and that was the reason I spent 6 months in the UK.
And what's your PhD in?
It's in computer science. It's got no connection to photography.
And so what sparked your passion for photography?
It came recently, and it came because of the climbing, really, because I wanted a way to share the climbing experience with people who couldn't come with me.
Do you have a particular style? What's your focus? What do you love taking photos of?
Well, what I love is mountaineering and being in mountains. And I just want to share the experience, really. And it's, my style or my vision has been described as just the drama of it, which I think is also why it fits really well into the format of the Arc'teryx for the competition, which is short and fast-paced.
What impact did winning last year have for you?
Well, for one thing, the prize was really nice because Arc'teryx made some great jacket, but I usually can't afford them. it was really nice. It gave me some credibility, and it gave me a lot of contacts as well. And I could just tell people, I won this competition against some professional photographers with Jan Panen, who is very well known as a judge, and some others. That gave me a lot of credibility. I think it may be part of why I was sent by Jacket Globe recently, just last month, to Nepal on one of the trips to take pictures for them to use in the brochures and in website and other places. And we finally agreed to send me on the trip they call Khumbu Climber, which is a month in the Everest region, lots of trekking, a bit of climbing. And I just came back 3 weeks ago. It was an amazing trip, and it was my first commission as a photographer.
And so, professionally, it's given you a lot of credibility. Personally speaking, has it given you a lot of confidence winning the Arc'teryx Prize?
Yeah, I think it has. It has really, really helped. And it also, I've been trying to decide whether to go professionally for photography for quite a long time, because it's. I'm not sure I can make a living out of it. But winning things like the Arc'teryx shot competition really helps my confidence and helps push me towards doing the scarier but more interesting, more adventurous choice.
And what would your advice be to anybody this year who's thinking of entering but thinks, oh, maybe I'm not good enough, they don't have the confidence? What would you say?
As long as you have photos that really show adventure and that you love adventure, then I think you should give it a try, because I wasn't professional when I entered. And an advice I would give is to try to be really fast-paced and leave people enough time to look at the pictures, of course, but don't make it a boring slideshow, because that's really not at all the crowd that's over there, and especially if there's Niall Grimes doing the presentation again.
Yeah, because it's really an extra element, isn't there? It's not just a photo competition, this one.
No, and that's also what makes it a bit unique and more interesting, I think, and more fun for everybody. Because when you have a slideshow, especially if it's more than 5 minutes like it is at Arc'teryx, it can be pretty boring, to be honest. But in there, it was just something very fast. It only took an hour overall after a pub quiz, and it was very relaxed.
Well, thank you ever so much for taking the time to talk to us, and
thanks.
The best of luck with your career.
Thank you very much.
That was a Heeson Events podcast, speakers and events for adventurous spirits and minds. For more information on the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival Arc'teryx Photo Shot Competition, go to shaft.co.uk. Thanks for listening.